This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett says Steamboat Springs Police is not arresting anyone right now regarding the lockdown incident at Steamboat Springs High School Friday afternoon.
So we never had a specific threat from this individual. So at this time, we're still undergoing the investigation. We're going through some forensic information. But as of right now, nobody has been charged. So there's going to be no information put out about any sort of a suspect because, frankly, there isn't one.
He said Steamboat Springs Police shut down the school Friday afternoon out of an abundance of caution after three anonymous safe to tell reports. A gun was never found at the school. The school district also says there was never an imminent threat to Steamboat Springs High School. The investigation continues. Chief Beckett asks that you reach out to Steamboat Springs Police if you have any information. The school district has posted a letter to the community about the lockdown. Extra mental health staff will be available at the high school today along with counselors and social workers. The Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education, they meet at 4:30 today. A discussion of possible action item of Amendment 80 scheduled. That's the school choice in K-12 education. The meeting's at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Crack seal treatment is happening on Highway 40 starting today near Dinosaur and the western border of Moffat County. Money is still being raised by the Veterans Center for their $3 million renovation, but they just got $25,000 donated from the Dayton Foundation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife had a commission meeting last week in Denver. Agenda items include wolf updates. They heard from ranchers and wolf advocates. Colorado cattlemen and Middle Park stock growers submitted a petition to the commission that had 26 ag producers statewide represented, including in Moffat and Rock counties. The petition asked the commission to not reintroduce more wolves this year until certain criteria is met. Here's Tim Richard from Middle Park Stock Growers.
Just really hope the CPW commission takes up our petition so we can have a pause to figure out some of our stuff that's going on before we have more wolves on the ground and we have the same issue again.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture is hiring for its Agricultural Worker Services Program. Tuesday morning's a meeting for the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners. One item on the agenda is to discuss opposition to ballot measure 127. That's the prohibition of bobcat, lynx, and mountain lion hunting. A permit application for the Steamboat Gravel rides at 9:30 Tuesday morning in the Commissioners' Hearing Room in the historic Rout County Courthouse. Commissioners have suggested capping the ride at 1,800 riders, down from 3,000, and removing the competitive racing component of the event. Steamboat Gravel organizers say the race brings in $5 million each summer to the local economy. Voting begins today for the board of Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. Only eligible voters involved with the club can vote. One position is open. Four people are running. They are Larry Bivick, Brian Harvey, Rob Proban, and Willis Wadnick. Registration's open if you want to decorate a tree for the Festival of Trees in Craig. This year's theme is Christmas movies. Send an email to info@craigchamber.com. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.